How to Live Out of the Goodness of God's Grace, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Candace McGarvey. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. A few years back, I spent numerous hours each week in our minivan, commuting over 80 miles each day to work and back on the South Florida Turnpike. It was tiring, to say the least, especially on busy roadways filled with aggressive drivers. Daily, I found myself maneuvering through an onslaught of cars speeding up behind, passing, and cutting in front of me. I tried to keep a good attitude, but it wasn't always easy. On one particular day, a car sped up beside my vehicle, then maneuvered to pull in front of my car to exit the ramp. Unlike my usual reaction to let cars in ahead of me, I felt aggravated. Instead of slowing down to make room, I edged closer to the auto in front of me, preventing it from pulling in front of mine. Seeing I wasn't going to let him in, the driver sped ahead and cut in front of the next car. Almost immediately after doing so, Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4 came to mind. In examining my own heart, I realized how my actions had fallen short in meeting this exhortation to think of others as more important than myself. I hadn't looked out for the merging car's interest or for the other ones in front of me. As God's word gently spoke to my heart, I felt sorry for my prideful and selfish actions, turning to God in confession and repentance. Like 2 Corinthians 7:10 states, sincere, godly sorrow leads to repentance. Consequently, with my thoughts elsewhere, I wasn't paying close attention when approaching the toll booths and unknowingly lined up behind a red light in a closed lane. Finding myself stuck in a traffic jam, parking lot type of going nowhere line, I needed someone to let me into a moving line, like the car a few minutes ago had wanted to do. Turning on my signal, I hoped someone would be kind, yet I thought of how I didn't deserve it after the way I had just acted. Looking in my rearview mirror, I saw a truck stop and motioned to me to pull in front of his vehicle. Just as immediate as my need to repent had come, I was flooded with the realization of God's mercy and grace. Like James 4:6 describes, God gives us more grace, showing favor to the humble. In a few passing minutes in an everyday, ordinary commute, one where I behaved poorly, something extraordinary had happened. I experienced God's wonderful grace through a person who lived out thinking more of my interests than his own.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.